Jack, I know we have lots of the other stuff to talk about. Let's hit them.
There's so many topics. You just sent me an article that just came out about the FBI adjusting quietly revised 2022 crime data to show violent offenses rose rather than dropped, whereas they had previously said that they had fallen by 4.5% over the same period of time. Now they say they rose 1.3%. So we live in this
More
Orwellian.
than that, too. It's more than that. And there's lots of evidence why it's more than that, but it's more than that.
And it's incredible, though, that they can just wake up and change the data tomorrow. And, this is the problem with the whole concept of a digital world. You can modify the data so easily. The other day they took the site called archive.org down. Someone did, hackers, blah, 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 that ubiquitous word that's supposed to be the bad boogeyman that exists on his own, funds his own operation, and so forth. And we know that's all nonsense. And yet they take that site down, and that's the history of the internet. And so, whether or not that site ever comes back up, how could you trust any of the data when it does? Because it's so modifiable. But the FBI is incredible. I sent you some stuff that I like to talk about, that I'd like to get your comment on. But this thing in North Carolina, where, the storm, and when I say North Carolina, I'm including Tennessee too. They just don't get the same amount of property involved, but and Florida, the number of deaths and the rising toll of destruction and costs that's involved and the infrastructure that's gone. And the number of months till people will be restored to even power, or even if their own roads, is astounding. And we're seeing, the mainstream lying media, who, by the way, your question is, how can this be done? These people were quietly infiltrated over the last 20 years into all positions of power. The media system was consolidated down to a handful of corporations, probably less than six, and they all have the same board of directors. So they own them all. And if you look into the history of John F. Kennedy's father, Jack Kennedy, he made comments back in the 1950s about, if we don't protect the media, they're going to be all purchased up by the same group of people and they'll have their way with it. He was 100% correct about that.
Prediction fulfilled.
He attempted to create an organization that would begin funding purchasing media for the sort of, safety effect that he expected to get out of it by having media in large hands that were not influenced by the same group of people, which at that time were communists too. So anyway, here we are, and we've got, this situation in North Carolina. I know you probably watched the video I sent you, but the individual there is talking about how the FBI's, or the FBI, FEMA, same thing, how FEMA is now complaining that they're being hunted. And there was a big story in the Washington Post about, they're afraid to go to work. And this is the
Oh
same
my gosh.
BS they tell.
What evidence do they have? And if they were being hunted, how hard would it be to find them?
That's what he said. It'd be hard to find as Bigfoot. Because they're not there. I mean, they're not hunting them because they're not there. And patients that they do find them, they're just basically standing in the way of any progress, which is criminal beyond belief. And I don't, you and I mean, you especially can't ever say that you would agree that violence has a way of becoming a solution here. But I can see how people in North Carolina would say, you're getting out of the way, or we're going to move you out of the way, and we're going to get to these people.
Well, Sheriff Wright gave some pretty strong warnings and orders to the federal government, and rightfully so, and very good, Sheriff Wright. But the other sheriffs need to get moving on that same thing out there and wherever these things happen. And the states have got to wake up, and the counties as well. The federal government will not take care of you. Never count on that. And we're seeing it in real time in North Carolina.